It's Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. It's Passion Tide. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. We continue the pilgrimage in our hearts and imaginations to Sant'Apollinare alle Terme Neroniane Alessandrine, close to the famed Piazza Navona. St. Apollinaris, the first bishop of Ravenna, may have been born in Syria near Antioch. In Ravenna, he suffered greatly, having been beaten many times, almost to death. He was finally killed in a suburb of Ravenna called Classe, probably during the time of Septimius Severus, near the end of the 3rd century. A church was built in his honor in Rome by at least the pontificate of Pope Adrian I, who died in 795. This had been the site of the baths of Nero and Alexander. The first church was demolished and a new one built here by Pope Benedict XIV, Papa Lambertini, wonderful pope. He was in the mid-18th century. It first attached to the German college, and then the Jesuits got their clutches on it, humbly accepted care of it. Although the Jesuits were suppressed in 1773 by Pope Clement XIV, Papa Ganganelli, of very happy memory. Since 1990, Opus Dei has control here, and this is where the Roman University of the Holy Cross, Santa Croce, is housed. There's a chapel at the entrance to the basilica, which is turned perpendicular to the orientation of the church. It has a crowned image of Mary, and there are only some 1,300 of them in the world. Inside the larger basilica, you find a fine Cosmatesque floor and a fresco with the life of St. Apollinaris. On Wednesday, April 9th in 2008, Pope Benedict XVI, in his general audience address, spoke about St. Benedict of Norcia, whose feast it is today in the Vetus Ordo. Here's the last part of his audience. Benedict described the rule he wrote as minimal, just an initial outline. In fact, however, he offers useful guidelines, not only for monks, but for all who seek guidance on their journey toward God. For its moderation, humanity, and sober discernment between the essential and the secondary in spiritual life, his rule has retained its illuminating power even to today. By proclaiming St. Benedict patron of Europe on the 24th of October in 1964, Paul VI intended to recognize the marvelous work of the saint achieved with his rule for the formation of the civilization and culture of Europe. Having recently emerged from a century that was deeply wounded by two world wars and the collapse of great ideologies now revealed as tragic utopias, Europe today is in search of its own identity. Of course, in order to create new and lasting unity, political, economic, and juridical instruments are important, but it is also necessary to awaken an ethical and spiritual renewal which draws on the Christian roots of the continent. Otherwise, a new Europe cannot be built. Without this vital sap, man is exposed to the danger of succumbing to the ancient temptation of seeking to redeem himself by himself, a utopia which in different ways in 20th century Europe, as Pope John Paul II pointed out, has caused a regression without precedent in the tormented history of humanity. Today, in seeking true progress, let us also listen to the rule of St. Benedict as a guiding light on our journey. The great monk is still a true master at whose school we can learn to become proficient in true humanism. The Collect in the Vetus Ordo for the commemoration of St. Benedict the Abbot. Let us pray. May the intercession of the blessed Abbot Benedict commend us to you, O Lord, so that through his merits we may obtain that which we cannot accomplish by our own. Oremus, intercessio nos, quaesumus Domine, beati benedicti abbatis commendet, ut quod nostris meritis non valemus, eius patrocinio assequamur, per Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.